Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
A 68-bed tent hospital is going up in Central Park.
It's not the usual sight in Central Park's East Meadow, a white 68-bed field hospital.
And this hospital was specially designed with a respiratory care unit to provide the highest level of respiratory care to patients suffering from the coronavirus.
Caitlin Lam is with Samaritan's Purse, a faith-based charity run by the Reverend Franklin Graham. And the field hospital is associated with nearby Mount Sinai Hospital.
The treatment would not be different. Yeah, we'll just work in coordination with Mount Sinai for which patients will be admitted to the Samaritan's Purse Field Hospital.
Elam says the field hospital with a staff of 76 will be in Central Park for as long as it's needed. Al Jones, 1010 Winds News.